9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. 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 Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Somebody told me that you found somebody new and you're happy. You were never really very good at being alone. Serious, so whatever that means. I'm sure you told him I was just somebody you used to know. I know he doesn't know.
just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
I was the knight in shining armor in your movie. Would put your lips on mine and love the aftertaste now. I'm a ghost, I call your name, you look right through me. You're the reason that I just can't concentrate. Hey! I've been trying to fix my pride, but now you're broken. Now you're broken. Lie, 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 and try to hide, but now you know it. That I'm at an all-time.
Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
These empties, Lord, as soon as I find where they lay, tied off them jolly and leaving mines on a long hot summer day. And for every day I'm working on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Oh, Tobo picking up barges on a long hot summer day.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away. Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds. Let's ride.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Zach Bigley.
After starting off the season yesterday with a win 6-4 over the Wichita Wind Surge, the Frisco Rough Riders are back in action. They look to make it a 2-0 start to the 2024 season. Hi, everybody, and welcome into Riverfront Stadium in Wichita, Kansas. I'm Zach Bigley, and happy to have you along for game number two of 138 in the 2024 season. Today, it's the much-anticipated debut of Emiliano Teodo, the number 16 prospect in the Rangers organization. He has been phenomenal in spring, according to a lot of reports, and this is a guy with big league stuff. a guy who can reach over 100 miles an hour with his fastball, and someone who we've been hearing about for the last few years, and his Double-A debut is finally going to come today. Last year with High A Hickory, 5-3 with a 4.52 earned run average in 18 appearances, 14 starts, and extremely impressive strikeout numbers, 84 strikeouts and 61 and two-thirds innings at the High A level last year for Emiliano Teodo, the Dominican Republic native. On the other side, it's Travis Adams, who makes his second career start against the Rough Riders for the Wichita Wind Surge. The 24-year-old out of Palm Springs, California, a former sixth-round selection by the Twins back in 2021. He pitched all year last year with Wichita, went 4-10 with a 5.66 ERA. In 26 appearances, 25 starts. He threw over 100 innings both last year and in 2022, and he makes his first start of the season today in game number two. So it's Emiliano Teodo today for the Rough Riders, Travis Adams on the other side for the Wichita Wind Surge. It's the Twins affiliate and the Rangers affiliate going at it here at the Double-A level to start off the season with a three-game series. The Rough Riders will be back home Tuesday through Sunday next week, and we hope you can join us as the Rough Riders will face the Corpus Christi Hooks, the affiliate of the Houston Astros, the team that the Rangers are currently playing right now at the Major League level, and a lot of exciting baseball to come. Well, the Rough Riders had 10 hits and 6 runs on the offensive side yesterday. We got to sit down with Ryan Tuntlin, the Rough Riders hitting coach, before today's game. Broke that interview up into two parts. You can hear part one in just a few moments. You can hear part two tomorrow before the Rough Riders and Wind Surge conclude this three-game series. There'll be a 1:05 first pitch tomorrow for the finale of this series, and you can hear that on the Riders pregame show tomorrow with our pregame show starting at 12:50 before that contest. So without further ado, let's get you part number one of our interview with Ryan Tuntlin, the Rough Riders hitting coach, on the other side of this break. Rough Riders and Wind Surge, first pitch coming up in just a few minutes, 5 after the top of the hour in just a little bit. We'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
We're welcoming back to Wichita before the second game of this three-game series to open up the year. We're here with Ryan Tuntlin, the Rough Riders hitting coach. And, 6 runs, 10 hits yesterday. What were some of your takeaways from the opening day performance offensively?
First off, thanks for having me. So appreciate that. And then also, it was just good to see the guys compete. I think getting on the field opening day, it's really easy to get excited for that and easy to get excited for those games. So the guys did a good job coming out, preparing like they have been, and taking each pitch, each at bat, each thing that they needed to do, kind of more of a process. So it's good to see those guys, and good to see, obviously come out on top with 10 hits. That's always a plus. So
spring training can always be long, and throughout all your years, opening day obviously means a lot to these guys and a lot to you, I'm sure. Do you have any favorite memories from opening day over the years?
I do remember playing in that opening day. It's special. I think a lot of guys say that too, and you can't really wrap your mind around it until you do get there. But it's exciting. It's a brand new year, so it's kind of a fresh restart for some guys, and Just excited to go. And then the other thing for opening day is last year I was fortunate enough the opening day for the Rangers. So that was a pretty cool experience for myself. But playing wise, I think every single time we do get out for opening day, it's exciting. Like, why not?
We're joined by Ryan Tuntland, Rough Riders hitting coach. Now, we are just starting the season. What was the offseason like for you? Did you get to get away from baseball a little bit and enjoy life?
You could say that. A little bit. It was quick. We were blessed. One, was able to go out to the World Series and everything like that. So that was cool to be able to experience, you know, our first World Series is with the Texas Rangers. And then also it did shorten the offseason, but it's not a bad thing when we do get back to it. So it came around quick, but I think guys are biting at the bit to kind of go at it again. So here we go.
What was it like for you to watch Evan Carter in the World Series after having him all season and see that rise all the way up to the pinnacle of the sport?
That, you know, you bring it up. That was very cool. Because I remember in March, April, May, myself and the staff, we just kept reminding little touch points, you know, for him that, hey, this could happen. Hey, this is in the making. Hey, you know, at the end of the year, you know, you can be making an impact with the big league club. And it's cool for him to go out there and show it. And just to see his excitement, his success, that's everything there. So that meant a lot to me. And it was cool for, obviously, him, his family, and everybody in between. So I'm excited for him, and he's got a long career ahead of him.
That does it for part one of our interview with Rough Riders hitting coach Ryan Tuntland. Make sure you tune in tomorrow for part two during the series finale between the Rough Riders and the Wind Surge. Starting lineups are coming up next here on the Riders pregame show before the play-by-play of today's game and game two of this three-game series. We'll return after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Let the dogs out this year at Riders Field for Bark in the Park. Bring your four-legged furry friend out for a Rough Riders baseball game. Enjoy the grassy berm beyond the outfield or find some new friends at Section 123 or 124. Dogs are admitted free to the game alongside a human with a ticket. Let the dogs out at Riders Field for Bark in the Park on Sunday, April 28th. See you at Bark in the Park, Sunday, April 28th. First pitch at 4:05. Let's ride!
The best deal in the Metroplex is Bet. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday. Starting on May 23rd, fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Getting your set for first pitch between the Rough Riders and the Wind Surge on what is a very pleasant but windy day here in Wichita. Let's get you the starting lineups. First for the Rough Riders is announced by Carlos Cardoza in his second year at the helm. 1-0 on the season. Aaron Zavala leads it off in left field after his two-hit performance yesterday. Liam Hicks is the DH, hitting second. He reached all five times up to the plate yesterday. And Alex DeGoti is hitting third at second base. Middle third of the order, it's Kellen Strom in center, Abimelech Ortiz at second, and Maximo Acosta at shortstop. And the bottom third, it's Josh Hatcher in right. Franer Chavez is the third baseman, and Cooper Johnson is the catcher, hitting ninth. Once again for the Riders, Zavala, Hicks, DeGoti, Strom, Ortiz, Acosta, Hatcher, Chavez, and Johnson. Emiliano Teodo takes the ball for the Rough Riders today. Here's the lineup he faces for the Wind Surge. 0-1 on the season. Ramon Borrego in his fourth season puts this lineup out on this Saturday evening. Emmanuel Rodriguez, the number three prospect in the Twins organization, is the center fielder leading it off. Tanner Schobel is at third base hitting second. And Andrew Cassetti, the catcher who picked up his first career double-A hit yesterday, he hits third. Kalai Rosario is the right fielder cleaning things up. Ben Ross is the shortstop hitting fifth. And Jefferson Morales, the designated hitter, hits sixth. In the bottom third, it's Jorel Ortega, the second baseman, and Kyle Fedko at first base, and Alaric Soleri is the left fielder, batting ninth. Once again, it's Rodriguez, Schobel, Cassetti, Rosario, Ross, Morales, Ortega, Fedko, and Soleri. Travis Adams is the starting pitcher today for Wichita. He takes the hill when we come back. It's time for the national anthem and then the play-by-play and the first pitch of the game in the second game of the 2024 campaign. Happy to have you along on this Saturday evening. We'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rowdy Rough Riders are starting on the road. Make sure you get your tickets for the 2024 home opener on Tuesday, April 9th. The Riders open their home slate with a six-game series against the Houston Astros-affiliated Corpus Christi Hooks at 6:35 p.m. on April 9th. Get to the game early for a 2024 schedule poster giveaway. The gates at Riders Field are ready to fly open for the first time this season on Tuesday, April 9th. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe!
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
It's pickleball night at Riders Field on Friday, April 26th, so make sure to grab your tickets as the Rough Riders host the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Catch Frisco's Major League Pickleball team, the Frisco Pandas, and have a chance to meet the squad. Join us for pickleball themes all night and make sure to take advantage of our great ticket specials, including two tickets and two Rough Riders branded pickleball paddles for just $29. You can also snag a Lazy River ticket and get pregame access to the pickleball courts at Riders Field for just $25. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Evan Carter wins it for the Rough Riders with a walk-off single.
The throw not in time.
He makes the diving catch and the Riders win!
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
It's out of here. Gone!
Swing and a miss. He got him.
It's out of here!
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
In time! And it's gone! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions! Oh, my goodness! Oh, wow!
Now, let's head to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley.
It's time for game number two of the Frisco Rough Riders 2024 season. Coming off a 6-4 win on opening day, the Rough Riders look to make it a 2-0 start against the Wichita Wind Surge here in Kansas. Hi, everybody, and welcome onto the bank of the Arkansas River in Riverfront Stadium. I'm Zach Bigley, welcoming you in to another edition of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball. Today, it's Travis Adams who takes the bump for the Wind Surge. He faces this lineup once again for the Rough Riders. It's Aaron Zavala, Liam Hicks, Alex DeGody, Kellen Strom, Abimelech Ortiz, Maximo Acosta, and in the bottom third, Josh Hatcher, Franier Chavez, and Cooper Johnson hitting ninth. The Rough Riders yesterday took advantage of some command issues for Wind Surge pitchers. They walked eight times, and out of the six runs that ended up coming into score, four of those runners got aboard via walk. So the Rough Riders look to continue to do that and score some more runs on a day where the wind is blowing hard out to left field. And it should be a very offensive-friendly day today. Aaron Zavala in from the left side. Travis Adams ready to go. And the first pitch of the game is a fastball at the knees for a strike over the heart of the plate. And we're underway at 6:06 p.m. in Wichita. 73 degrees, our first pitch temperature. And clouds up above. Adams into his wind, the pitch. Down low and inside, it's one ball and one strike on Zavala. Mentioned the wind, it is currently at 23 miles an hour with 41 mile an hour gusts, but that may seem like a lot. It's nothing compared to about 2 hours ago. The pitch, swing and a miss. Zavala comes up empty on a fastball, and it's one ball and two strikes. About 2 hours ago, it was 30 mile an hour winds with 50 mile an hour gusts out to left field, so it's cooled down a little bit. The pitch down low and inside. Cassetti keeps it in front, the catcher, and it's two balls and two strikes on Zavala. Aaron Zavala, yesterday a two-hit day. He went 2-for-4, doubled, scored two runs, stole a base, walked. Pretty much exactly what you want your leadoff hitter to do. Adams deals. Whipped foul into the netting left side above the wind surge dugout. It's still two balls and two strikes. Aaron Zavala, great to see him back and great to see him in the positive mood that he is in. He is just happy to feel good again at the plate coming into this season. The 2-2. He swings, grounds it foul back behind home, and it's still two balls and two strikes. This will be the seventh pitch upcoming to him. He's the kind of guy that when he gets hot, he can carry this Rough Riders offense. We saw it in 2022, and he'd love to have that at the start of the season. Adams deals in. Check swing on a pitch that misses low. He did not go around. We're full with three balls and two strikes. The Rough Riders in their road gray uniform tops and bottoms today. Red double R ball caps. On the other side, it's the home white uniform tops and bottoms for the wind surge. The pitch. Swinging a soft roller back to the hill. Adams off the mound. Fields with his red glove. Underhand feed on to first in time to get Zavala. And there's one away. An eight-pitch battle won eventually by Adams. And that brings a left-handed batting designated hitter, Liam Hicks, to the plate. He caught yesterday's game. Dane Acker, the starter, was phenomenal for the Rough Riders. 4 2/3 innings, only allowing one run. But he went into the fourth inning without allowing his first hit. Struck out four, the pitch. Hicks checks his swing and grounds it foul into the wind surge dugout left side. It's 0-1. Just underway, no score here in the top of the first inning. Hicks had a great day at the plate, 2-for-2, also three walks. The pitch. He watches at the top of the zone, outside edge with a slider for a strike, and it's 0-2. He roped a double into left center field as well, the 0-2. A check swing on a pitch down low and inside. He went around strike three. And Travis Adams strikes out Hicks on three pitches, first time he's been retired this season. So two up, two down for the Rough Riders. Here's Alex DeGody now. He went 0-for-4 in his Riders debut yesterday. Right-hander against right-hander, and Adams rocks back, deals home. Fouled away to the netting right side, and it's 0-1. Travis Adams spent all season last year with Wichita, 4-10. With a 5.66 earned run average. A home run ball was a bit of a problem for him. He looks over the top of his bright red glove, has his sign, kicks home. Swing and a miss. Elevated the fastball onto Godey, and it's 0-2. He allowed 16 homers last year. Two of them were in a start against the Rough Riders. Josh Hatcher and Chris Cease took him deep last year. Hatcher is hitting seventh in today's order. In that start, in four innings, he allowed five runs on five hits, an eventual one-run win by the wind surge, so a no decision for him. The 0-2. Slider misses away, and it's one ball and two strikes on DeGody. Two outs, bases clear, top of the first. No score. Infield back into pole. Open stance for DeGody. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Slider low and away. Strike three. Adams with a 1-2-3 first inning with two punch outs. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Bottom of the first inning coming up. It's the Rough Riders, nothing. The Wind Surge coming to the plate next on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the home half of the first inning, and it's the Double-A debut for Emiliano Teodo, the Dominican Republic native flamethrower. Right-handed pitcher against Emmanuel Rodriguez in the first pitch. It's outside. It's one ball and no strikes. It's a right-hander on the hill, a left-hander at the plate. No score in this bottom of the first inning. Teodo delivers home the 1-0. Fastball inside, and it's two balls and no strikes on Rodriguez, who went 1-for-4 yesterday with a two-run double in the bottom of the ninth inning that made it a two-run game at the time. Teodo rocks in and misses outside. It's three balls and no strikes, and this is going to be the big key for Teodo today and all season, is getting ahead in the count and not walking batters. He takes a deep breath, rocks in the 3-0. Fouled straight back, 3-0 green light from Rodriguez, and it's three balls and one strike. Teodo, a season ago, walked 33 in 18 appearances. He also struck out 84. The 3-1 misses up high, ball four. So a walk to Rodriguez, who's one of the best in all minor league baseball at drawing walks. And Tanner Schobel is the batter. No score as we play in the bottom of the first inning. Rough Riders and Wind Surge. Game two of 138. Schobel, a right-handed hitter. Teodo working from the stretch for the first time today. Slightly closed off. Left foot in front of his right. He kicks. And a fastball misses inside. It's one ball and no strikes. The fastball will reach upwards of 100 miles an hour. He's been clocked as fast as 103 in the past, but that was with his four-seam fastball. He's now working with a sinker or two-seam fastball. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Nasty changeup diving away from Schobel's bat. And it's one ball and one strike. It's a three-pitch mix for Teodo. That sinker will be paired with a breaking ball and a changeup. When we say breaking ball, the pitch. There's the breaking ball. Ground ball to third. Easy play. Chavez onto second for one. Degode to first. He turns the double play. 5-4-3 around the horn. And after the leadoff walk, there are quickly two outs with that ground ball to third base. Chavez so smooth at third. It was a ground ball that took him to his left anyway, so towards the second base bag. That's a routine play, and not even close on either bag. So 5-4-3 twin killing, and here's Andrew Cassetti. Bottom of the first inning, no score. The pitch from Teodo misses high, and it's one ball and no strikes. That breaking ball, if you ask Teodo, is a curveball. If you ask any of the staff for the Rangers, they say, oh, it's kind of a slurve, the pitch. There's a fly ball hit well into right center field, chasing Hatcher back into the alley. Dives out, it's out of his reach, hits off the warning track up against the base of the fence. Cassetti up to second. He's content with a double, And it's a two-out base runner here in the first inning. Well, that ball was plastered into right center field, and with the wind blowing the way that it is today, even though that's not necessarily in direction of the wind, because it's out to right center field and the wind is blowing out to left, the ball just kept carrying further and further away from Hatcher. And during batting practice, we would watch balls hit to right field almost take a left turn and just head out to left center, and that's almost exactly what that ball did. Kalai'i Rosario to the plate now. First pitch. He drops in with a breaking ball in the inside corner for strike one. It's 0-1. So a walk, a double play, and now a double in this bottom of the first inning. No score. Here's the right-hander from the stretch. Peers back to second and swivels to the plate, the 0-1. Another breaking ball. This one down low and inside. It's one ball and one strike. Defense behind Teodo today is Aaron Zavala in left, Kellen Strom in center, and Josh Hatcher in right field. Franmer Chavez has third. Maximo Acosta is at shortstop. Alex DeGoti at second. Abimelech Ortiz at first, and Cooper Johnson catches today. The 1-1. Swinging a ground ball right back up the box. DeGoti is sliding backhanded stop at second. Up to his feet, and he throws him out at first. Great play by Alex DeGoti, and Emiliano Teodo is out of the first inning unscathed. No runs, a hit, no errors, a runner left stranded. We're into the top of the second inning next. It's the Rough Riders, nothing, and the Wind Surge, nothing, on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new Power Shift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with Power Shift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
And at the top of the second, the Rough Riders and Wind Surge are scoreless. Kellen Strom, Abimelech Ortiz, and Maximo Acosta, the 3-2 up against Travis Adams, the starter for Wichita, who went 1-2-3 in the first. 15 pitches, 11 strikes in that first inning for Adams with two strikeouts. He faces these fellow right-hander Kellen Strom, leading it off in the second. 2-for-4 day for Strom yesterday. A couple RBIs on a bases-loaded single. First toss. Straightens him up on a high inside fastball, and it's one ball and no strikes. Strom out in center field for the second consecutive day. A guy who has been a center fielder by trade, the 1-0. A swing and a broken bat liner out to second. Short hop pick by Ortega to his left. And he straightens and throws Strom out at first base for the first out of the second. Abimelech Ortiz, the batter now. Well, Strom has had a little bit of a tough time finding consistent playing time the last couple years in center field with the Rough Riders. The pitch home. High and outside, 1-0. And it's because there have been other really talented center fielders who've made their way through Frisco the last couple seasons. Whether it's J.P. Martinez in 2022, the pitch fouled back. One ball and one strike on Ortiz, and a scoreless second with one out and the bases clear. Or if you look at a guy named Evan Carter last year, who spent almost the entire season in Frisco. Those guys usually will stay in center. The pitch is fought off the fist into shallow center field. It stays on the infield dirt, though, right to Ortega, the second baseman. On a humpback liner, he makes the catch, and there are two outs. Travis Adams getting some weak contact early on. And Maximo Acosta stands in. Adams is a pretty good ground ball pitcher. 51% ground ball rate last season with Wichita. He nods yes at the sign and pitches. Low off the outside corner with a breaking ball, and it's one ball and no strikes. Usually to denote a ground ball pitcher, it's around 45% ground ball and above, and he fits that. A very, very heavy ground ball specialist. The 1-0. Swing and a grounder, foul back behind home, and it's one ball and one strike, and that's a pretty good thing when you look at the two pitchers starting today with the wind the way it is and the ball carrying the way it has been. You have two guys who have very good sinkers and can certainly get the ground ball. The 1-1 on the inside edge for a called strike with a changeup, and it's one ball and two strikes on Acosta, who went 2-for-4 in his Double-A debut yesterday. RBI and a walk. Two outs, bases clear for the Rough Riders on offense in this top of the second. Adams kicks in. Misses down low in the dirt. Off the outside corner. Two balls and two strikes in Acosta. Yellow shin guard on his left ankle. The nod from Adams in the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Slider away. He strikes out Acosta. And the side comes to a close. Third strikeout for Adams. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Six up, six down for the Wind Surge right-hander. No score to the bottom of the second on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride!
Now back to the game on the Riders Baseball Network.
Here's Emmanuel Teodo's first pitch to Ben Ross. It's a swing and a miss, and it's 0-1 to start off the bottom of the second inning. No score between the Rough Riders and the Wind Surge on this very pleasant day in Wichita. Teodo's 0-1. Swing and a grounder foul off the end of the bat back behind home, and it's 0-2. Teodo worked out of some trouble in the first inning. A leadoff walk, he got a double play, then gave up a double into right center field, and then got a brilliant defensive play by his second baseman, Alex DeGoti. The 0-2, swing and a miss, nasty breaking ball away. And Teodo has his first career Double-A strikeout. He went from 100 miles an hour to the 90-mile-an-hour breaking ball. And that thing really spins. Throws it very hard. There's Jefferson Morales, now the DH. There's the wind back in the pitch. Swinging a bounder, foul left side. It's 0-1 on the first pitch change. A three-pitch arsenal by Teodo. The sinker, curveball, and changeup. The offering. Swinging a soft ground ball to the right side. Teodo covering the bag. The first baseman, Ortiz, has got it. He flips underhand to Teodo. And he beats Morales to the bag. Two up, two down quickly. Jorel Ortega, the batter. Well, Teodo wanted to figure out a different way to remind himself, you know, what to think when he's throwing the two different pitches. You have a different mindset when you're throwing the fastball versus when you're throwing the curveball. And so he wanted to use dance terms. The pitch. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. The shortstop, Acosta, to his left. He's got it. He throws onto first, and it's in time, and it's an easy 1-2-3 inning. And on just seven pitches, Teodo gets out of it. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. His first career double-A strikeout in a 1-2-3 frame. No score to the top of the third inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Tee up at Riders Field on April 27th with Golf Night, presented by the PGA Coaching Center. Get a PGA Coaching Center koozie at the gates on the way in. Check out what the Coaching Center has to offer at the game and enjoy all the golf-themed activities throughout the evening. Take advantage of the free golf simulators in the concourse, courtesy of DriveBox. Swing for the fences or drive the fairway. Either way, hit it perfectly with Golf Night on April 27th for a 7:05 first pitch against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. For tickets and more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Josh Hatcher leads it off for the Rough Riders in the top half of the third inning. The Rough Riders and the Wind Surge scoreless. Strong pitching performances so far by both starters. Travis Adams rocks back, fires home to Hatcher. He misses low, and it's one ball and no strikes. Just 15 pitches in the first inning for Adams, and he was even better in the second inning. 10 pitches. The 1-0. Inside on Hatcher, he raises his arms to get out of the way of it, and it's two balls and no strikes. Hatcher took him deep last year when these two teams faced off against each other in this building. One of two homers that Adams allowed, and a five runs allowed performance. 2-0. Outside, three balls and no strikes. He walked four in four innings in that start. He's looked much better with his command so far, though he's gone 3-0 here on Hatcher. He rocks in and fits it on the inside corner for a called strike, 3-1. Only one combined hit between these two teams through two-plus innings, the double by Andrew Cassetti of Wichita. 3-1. Hatcher watches outside. Ball four. It's the first base runner for the Rough Riders. Comes to lead things off here in the third. Freiner Chavez, the batter now for the Rough Riders, hitting eighth in the order. No score. Chavez, a switch hitter, batting from the left side. The right-hander, Adams, has got his sign. He comes set. It's a belt-high set with the red glove, the pitch. Low and away with a changeup, 1-0. Now, Travis Adams had a very interesting spring training. The Minnesota Twins do their spring training down in Florida. Here's the stretch. And the pitch home. Swinging a fly ball, foul left side. It's one ball and one strike. And one day when Adams was home, not at the field, he started to hear shouting from next door, and he ran outside to see what was going on. Well, his next door neighbor's house was on fire, and everyone was, of course, freaking out. Well, they realized that someone was still inside. Throw goes over to first base, and Hatcher is back in safely. And so Adams went into the burning building and ended up saving his neighbor, getting him out. And everyone was able to get out safely from the house fire. Here's the stretch. And the 1-1 pitch on the way to Chavez. Swing and a miss. Busted him inside with a cutter. It's 1-2. Travis Adams, a heroic performance off the field in Florida. Really incredible stuff. Almost sounds like a cliche. Went into a burning building to save someone, but he did. The 1-2. There's a fly ball into center field, twisting into left center. Rodriguez back shy of the warning track. He reaches up and paws it out of the sky. One away. Nine-hole hitting catcher Cooper Johnson takes his turn now. Rough Riders and Wind Surge, neither team in the run column. Hatcher led off the inning with a walk. He remains at first base with one down. Right-handed batter against the right-handed throwing Adams. He's ready from the stretch and checks on Hatcher over at first base. He's back in standing. Hatcher will go every now and again, though he's not a huge stolen base threat. Here's the stretch. And the right-hander, after a long hold, the pitch. Comes on the inside corner for a strike. 0-1 on the cut fastball. Johnson pinwheels the bat out towards the hill, making his first appearance in a Rough Riders uniform. And the offering is bounced on the ground to third. Schoble bobbles it, and no play. He reached down, and it just went off the tip of his glove off to his right side. And everybody is safe. A clear E3, or I should say E5, on the play. That should have been an inning-ending double play. Instead, an E5, and Cooper Johnson reaches. Top of the order now for the Rough Riders and Aaron Zavala. Top of the third, no score. Zavala, open stance, bat over his left shoulder. And the right-hander looks to second, pitches. It's down low and inside with a slider, 1-0. Zavala bounced back to the pitcher in the first. Chance to break the scoreless tie here. Right-hander brings it. Swinging a ground ball back up the box to the second base bag, and it hits the bag and caroms into center field. Hatcher around third. He crosses the plate. 1-0 Rough Riders. Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. A little pinball action off the second base bag and into center field. Aaron Zavala with the RBI single thanks to a little bit of luck. Ben Ross, the shortstop, was charging, and then he saw at the last moment it probably was going to hit the bag. It was going right towards it, and so he sped up a little bit but couldn't get there in time, and it just hit the trampoline and launched over him. So Hatcher scores in the RBI single. Here's Liam Hicks now, and the offering is drilled into right field. Right at Rosario coming in, reaches up, and he just makes the catch, nearly overran it. Johnson tags from 30, comes in to score. It's a sac fly for Liam Hicks. And the Rough Riders now lead 2-0. That could have been disastrous. Rosario came charging in and then jumped up in the air and was able to make the grab. Johnson remains at first base, and Liam Hicks has a sac fly. Out to right field for his second RBI of the season. So two outs in the inning. Zavala at first base and Alex DeGody the batter. Here's the stretch in the right-hander's pitch. Swinging a bounding ball to third. Schoble waits on it. Fields throws on to second. Close play in time. Just got Zavala sliding in. And the side comes to a close. But not before the Rough Riders get two runs. And only one of them earned on one hit, an error, and one runner left on base. Bottom of the third inning next. The Rough Riders leading 2-0 over the Wind Surge on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money, And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's pickleball night at Riders Field on Friday, April 26th, so make sure to grab your tickets as the Rough Riders host the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Catch Frisco's Major League Pickleball team, the Frisco Pandas, and have a chance to meet the squad. Join us for pickleball themes all night and make sure to take advantage of our great ticket specials, including two tickets and two Rough Riders branded pickleball paddles for just $29. You can also snag a Lazy River ticket and get pregame access to the pickleball courts at Riders Field for just $25. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We're into the home half of the third inning in Wichita. The Rough Riders leading 2-0 after a two-run top of the third. RBI single Aaron Zavala and a Liam Hicks sack fly. Kyler Fedko leads things off, and the first pitch from Teodo is a breaking ball just outside. It's one ball and no strikes. Kyler Fedko, Alaric Suleri, and Emmanuel Rodriguez, 8-9-1 for the win surge in this third. Teodo's pitch, low and outside, 2-0. We're talking about Teodo and his mindset when he's throwing the two different pitches that he mainly features. He does have the three overall, but the fastball and the curveball, the pitch. Down low and inside, it's three balls and no strikes on the changeup. Well, Teodo wants to think in dance terms. So when he's throwing the fastball, he thinks Machata. Here's the wind back in the pitch. Top of the zone for a strike, and it's 3-1. I should say Merengue. Merengue is fast dance. He's thinking fastball. The 3-1. Check swing, and he went around in the inside corner for a strike. It's 3-2. And when he throws the curveball, he thinks Machata, which is a slower dance. Now Merengue with the fastball, Machata with the curve, and he even says it sometimes in bullpens. He'll throw the curveball and realize he went too fast, and he'll say Machata, Machata under his breath. Whatever works. The 3-2. Low and outside, ball four. A leadoff walk to Fedko. His second walk issued today. 2-0 Rough Riders, bottom of the third. That's something that John Goble, the Rough Riders pitching coach, has worked with him on, making sure that that arm speed is just as good on the breaking ball as it is on the fastball, and he throws with such conviction. First pitch to Soleri on the inside edge with that sinker for a strike at 101 miles an hour. It's 0-1. Some serious cheese for Teodo. He readies from the stretch. And the 0-1. Breaking ball just misses low. One ball and one strike. And talking to a lot of Rangers folks, they say that sinker is a big league pitch. The four-seamer didn't really have the movement that they wanted it, even at that high velocity. The 1-1. Breaking ball pops skyward back behind home. Johnson watches it. It goes into the seats. A foul ball. One ball and two strikes. And the fan caught it on the ricochet. So what they did halfway through last season was switch to the sinker from that four-seam fastball. It has a lot more movement, gets a lot more ground balls. The 1-2, low and outside in the breaking ball. Johnson blocks. Two balls, two strikes. And and it has turned him into a really good pitcher. If you look at the numbers pre- and post-sinker from last year, the strikeout rate was up, and the walk rate was down. That's exactly what you want to see right there. The throw goes over to first base, close, but not in time. Last season, almost 14 strikeouts per nine innings with the sinker, as opposed to 10 with the four-seam fastball. But it's not only the strikeouts, it's also harder to square up and hit hard as an opposing player. The pitch is off the glove of Johnson back to the backstop, and that'll be a pass ball. Tried to frame that onto the outside corner, and it just went off the tip of his glove. So a pass ball on Johnson. It's three balls and two strikes on Solari. Fastball, it was just off the edge, and Johnson just missed it. Solari, the former Tennessee Volunteer, a second-round selection of the Twins in the 2020 draft. Right-handed batter. Right-hander Teodo, the 3-2 pitch on the way. Breaking ball misses high and inside. Ball four, he's walked the first two here in the third inning. Top of the order due up next in Emmanuel Rodriguez, but not before a quick mound visit by Johnson. And here comes John Goble as well, the Rough Riders pitching coach. He'll come out and join the party on the mound. Teodo speaks okay English. He's still learning, though. The good news is you do have two players on this infield, and Franger Chavez and Alex DeGody, who are bilingual. Chavez right now is playing the role of interpreter. Franger Chavez, who was born in Venezuela, and then his family moved to Texas, and he actually went to Little Elm High School just up the road from Frisco. Alex DeGody grew up in Miami, and he is also bilingual. Maximo Acosta, the shortstop, he speaks very good English himself. And as a matter of fact, Abimelech Ortiz speaks good English himself too, the Puerto Rican at first base. Here's the first pitch to Rodriguez, swinging a hard ground ball, base hit into center field. Fedko around third, he gets the wave, and he comes across to score. A wind surge on the board and an RBI single for Emmanuel Rodriguez, swinging first pitch. So there he goes first to third. And Rodriguez has his second hit this season. Tanner Schobel bats. Two-one Rough Riders, bottom half of the third inning, right on right. Still nobody out. And Teodo's pitch, runner goes, pitches high, throw down to second, not in time. Throw back to third, not in time there. Stolen base for Emmanuel Rodriguez. And one ball, no strikes on Schobel. The inning has gone walk, walk, RBI single, and now 1-0 on Schobel. Teodo deals. Breaking ball popped in the air down the left side. This one twists foul. 0-1. Or make it 1-1, beg your pardon. Talking to Cooper Johnson, the Riders catcher, before today's game, he said he wanted to see strike one from Teodo. That was going to be the most important thing. He said, you know, he's going to be amped up. Getting ahead is the most important thing because it allows you to, at the end of the day, set up everything else. I mean, the numbers when you get strike one versus ball one are extremely favorable for the pitcher, as the offering is a strike, and Johnson got completely crossed up on that one. Man, he was expecting breaking ball, and he got 101-mile-an-hour fastball, just reached the glove up and barely caught it before it took out his face. And it's one ball and two strikes as he runs out quickly to the mound and makes sure that everyone's on the same page in terms of signs. If you get crossed up at all, the best thing is to expect fastball and get a breaking ball. But that time he's expecting breaking ball and he gets 101. It's incredible reaction time to be able to make that catch. Runners at second and third. The pitch misses down low off the outside corner with that breaking ball, and it's two balls and two strikes. Nobody out in the inning in the bottom of the third. Second and third. Two balls and two strikes. Teodo peers in for his sign. He's got it ready from the stretch. He whips it home. There's a line shot in the deep left center field. Strom racing after it, looking up. It's off the base of the wall. Soleri comes in to score. Rodriguez right on his heels. It's a two-run double for Tanner Schobel. And just like that, the wind surge around in front. It's 3-2. Wichita leads it. That time went with a fastball at 101. And so Schobel turned it around in the left center field alley. His first hit of the season. It's a two-run two-bagger. And here's Andrew Cassetti, who doubled into right center back in the first. Right-handed batter. Teodo deals. Slider in the dirt. One ball, no strikes. Wichita here in the third inning. Outfield plays deep to pole. Teodo offers in the 1-0. Ground ball foul left side. Breaking ball in her half, and it's one ball and one strike. This next pitch will be number 40 for Teodo. Just like that, there is action in the bullpen. It's Ricky DeVito for the Rough Riders, the right-hander getting loose. 1-1. Check swing on a pitch high and inside, nearly hit him on the 100-mile-an-hour fastball. He did not go around, and it's two balls and one strike. And there are going to be starts like this for Teodo. All going back to those two walks to lead off the game, or the inning, I should say. He rocks home. Swing and a miss. Boy, devastating pitch at the bottom of the zone. And it's two balls and two strikes. Three walks in this start overall, two in the inning. First time he's walked three since August 3rd of last year. He went his last six outings with walking under three last year. 2-2. Swinging a bounder right back to the hill. Teodo's got it. Takes the safe play onto first base with the underhand toss and gets Cassetti. Schobel down to third, and there's the first down of this third inning. Delighty Rosario to the plate. Carlos Cardoza remains in the dugout. Rosario bounced out to second base in the first inning on a great play by DeGody. Infield in for the Rough Riders, and the offering. On the outside edge for a strike, and it's 0-1. Just caught it. Late call by Brandon Tipton, our home plate umpire. Trevor Patience at first. Ben Engstrand, our third base umpire. 0-1 from Teodo. Swinging a hard ground ball, lashed to the left side. It's into left field. A base hit for Rosario, and that brings Schobel in from third. It's a four-run inning for the Wind Surge. They lead 4-2. Infield drawn in or not, that's a base hit either way. It was hit hard on the ground as a 100-mile-an-hour fastball elevated. Ben Ross now. Light blue batting gloves for the shortstop. First toss. Down low and inside to Johnson. It's one ball and no strikes. The catcher, Johnson, blocking. Ross down on three pitches on a strikeout in the second. Still the only strikeout for Teodo here in his Double-A debut. 4-2 Wind Surge, bottom of the third. Teodo pitches. Swing and a miss. Good slider low and away. 1-1. That's the thing about that curveball slider. It has different shape every now and again. So sometimes it'll be more 12-6. Sometimes it'll have more sweep to it. At times sweeping away from him. The pick. This is down low. Two balls and one strike. And that breaking ball, no matter what, is hard. It'll be 88 to 90 miles an hour. Teodo ready. 2-1. Swing and a miss on the breaking ball. Down low and inside on him, and it's two balls and two strikes. Trying to work his way back into the dugout on his own volition. Already has rolled one double play today, and a ground ball here would get him out of the inning. Two balls and two strikes to Ross. Teodo from the belt. 2-2. Swing and a miss. That'll work too. Breaking ball away for strike three. He strikes out Ross for the second time today. Two down, and Jefferson Morales, the designated hitter, stands in. And that's going to be it. Well, Carlos Cardoza exits the Rough Riders dugout. He heads out, and he's going to get the ball from Teodo. Double-A debut over for Emiliano Teodo, and Ricky DeVito is out of the Rough Riders bullpen. It's a pitching change in Wichita. Bottom half of the third inning, the Rough Riders trailing 4-2. Runner at first and two down. We'll introduce you to Mr. DeVito when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Rowdy Rough Riders are starting on the road. Make sure you get your tickets for the 2024 home opener on Tuesday, April 9th. The Riders open their home slate with a six-game series against the Houston Astros-affiliated Corpus Christi Hooks at 6:35 p.m. on April 9th. Get to the game early for a 2024 schedule poster giveaway. The gates at Riders Field are ready to fly open for the first time this season on Tuesday, April 9th. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Tee up at Riders Field on April 27th with Golf Night, presented by the PGA Coaching Center. Get a PGA Coaching Center koozie at the gates on the way in. Check out what the Coaching Center has to offer at the game and enjoy all the golf-themed activities throughout the evening. Take advantage of the free golf simulators in the concourse, courtesy of DriveBox. Swing for the fences or drive the fairway. Either way, hit it perfectly with Golf Night on April 27th for a 7:05 first pitch against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. For tickets and more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Ricky DeVito deals home to Jefferson Morales, and the first pitch is high, one ball and no strikes. Pitching change for the Rough Riders, trailing 4-2 in the bottom half of the third inning. Runner at first, two down. DeVito's season debut. He deals. Breaking ball high and inside, two balls and no strikes. Ricky DeVito, a former draft pick of the Braves, then traded to the Pirates and then traded to the Rangers organization last year. Started with Frisco last season. He readies in the 2-0. High and outside with a fastball. Three balls and no strikes. DeVito started with Frisco but just made four appearances with the Rough Riders. He struggled, allowing 10 runs in three and a third innings, and went back to Arizona for a little bit, then joined Hickory. The pitch is on the inside corner with a breaking ball, a strike, and it's 3-1. Pitch much better there than he did in Frisco, and now back up with the Rough Riders, and apparently he had a really solid spring. 3-1. Swing and a foul back into Johnson's glove on another slider. Three balls and two strikes. DeVito goes to the five-pitch mix. He'll go sinker and four-seam. Two different fastballs. He'll also throw a curveball, slider, and a changeup. The pitch. Runner takes off. It's inside. Ball four. So DeVito walks the first man he sees, and it sends the ninth man up in the inning for Wichita. In the third, it's Jorel Ortega. DeVito went to Seton Hall University. He's the Big East Pitcher of the Year in 2018. A 1.88 ERA in 12 starts, and that led to him getting drafted in the eighth round by the Braves in 2019. Native of Staten Island, New York, he's ready from the stretch. Looks back to second, and time called. Pitch clock violation on DeVito, so it's one ball and no strikes. ...4-2 wind surge, bottom half of the third inning, two outs, two aboard. DeVito's offering, breaking ball just inside. Two balls and no strikes. DeVito certainly figures to fit into a bullpen that is much improved from a season ago. He's one of those guys who's improved himself. 2-0. Check swing, strike on the outside edge. Looking slider. Two balls and one strike. DeVito will be in the mid-90s with that fastball. Trying to find that final out here in the third. Line not quite yet finalized for Teodo as the pitch is grounded to short. Acosta's got it from the deep hole at shortstop. A long throw and a good dig at first base by Ortiz. And that gets the Rough Riders and DeVito out of the inning. But big inning for the wind surge. Four runs come across on three hits, no errors, and two runners left on base. It's 4-2 Wichita out in front of Frisco as we make our way to the top of the fourth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
Top half of the fourth inning coming your way here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders trailing 4-2 into the top of the fourth inning. Some work to do on the offensive side now. Good part of the order to have. It's the middle third, Kellen Strom, Abimelech Ortiz, and Maximo Acosta. Travis Adams goes back to work, and he offers in. Strom watches at the knees with a fastball for a strike, and it's 0-1. Kellen Strom bounced out to second on a broken bat back in the second. 0-1. Flied in the air, foul right side. It's 0-2, and the sun is starting to peek its way around some clouds on this Saturday evening. We had some rain earlier. The tarp was on the field, but now it has cleared out and has become a very pleasant day. The wind has also died down in what was a steady, hard-blowing wind out to left field. It is now a breezy, blustery wind out to right. The pitch is sent high in the air out to right field. This pushes Rosario back just a little bit. Still going, and he makes the catch. On an 0-2 pitch, Strom flies out to right field, and Abimelech Ortiz is the batter for the Rough Riders. Trailing 4-2. Top of the fourth inning. Adams winds, he fires. Bouncer foul right side, 0-1. Ortiz lined out to second base softly in the second. Offering home. He watches on the outside edge for a strike. Change up, and it's 0-2. Adams is getting ahead and working very efficiently right now. This next pitch, 45th, and he gets Ortiz to swing and miss, climbing the ladder with the fastball for another strikeout, his fourth. Two up, two down in the fourth inning, and Maximo Acosta is the batter. The only runs the Rough Riders have today is an RBI single by Aaron Zavala that hit the second base bag, and then a sack fly by Liam Hicks. The run was unearned. The pitch outside 1-0. I should say both runs unearned because of an error by the third baseman, Schoble. Acosta struck out back in the second. Adams nods yes at the sign, rocks in the 1-0. It's high and outside, 2-0 now. His two pitchers today, Teodo and Adams, could not be more dissimilar. The pitch is at the bottom of the zone for a strike with a breaking ball, 2-1. Adams carving up the zone with a lot of different pitches, topping out at 92-93. 2-1 is a foul ball on the air right side. It's two balls and two strikes. Teodo touching 101 with that fastball, but could not command the zone very well. Two ball, two strike pitch. And off the end of the bat, line drive into the Rough Riders dugout right side. A foul ball, and it's still two balls, two strikes. The Rough Riders still only have one hit off of Adams. It was that ground ball that hit the second base bag that turned into an RBI single for Aaron Zavala. Adams the 2-2. Fouled straight back behind home, and it's still two balls and two strikes. Not quite the crowd that we had on hand yesterday. They had 8,800 fans in yesterday's game. The pitch. Low and outside. We're full at 3-2. Probably about a quarter, if not a fifth of the crowd yesterday. Very lightly populated around the ballpark. The offering is a hard ground ball out to short. Routine play for Ross. He picks it up and slings it on to first for the out. A 1-2-3 inning for Adams, his third in four innings. That have gone down a 1-2-3. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. The last of the fourth coming up. It's 4-2 Wichita on the Riders Baseball Network.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
It's a true family affair at Riders Field on Sunday, April 28th, so make sure to purchase your tickets for Blippi Day. It's a great day for the kids with a Blippi-style Rough Riders glasses giveaway at the gates, and with an HEB family lawn ticket, your pup can get in for free. It's a Sunday, which means it's also Kids Sunday Fun Day presented by Raising Cane's, so load up the car and join us for a Blippi-themed day full of fun. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com for Sunday, April 28th at 4:05 p.m. between the Rough Riders and the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Let's ride!
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
You can run on for a long time.
Ricky DeVito back to the hill as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Rough Riders trailing 4-2 to Wichita. First pitch is slow and outside, and it's 1-0 to Kyler Fedko, who began the third inning, an inning in which Wichita sent 9 to the plate, scoring 4 times. The offering, chopper to third, 2 hops to Chavez. He's got it side saddle to his left, throws low on to first, and it gets past Ortiz. Johnson backing up the play. The catcher gets to it. Kyler Fedko is aboard at first base. Well, Chavez looked like he had it routinely to his left, but then set his feet and kind of lofted it over to first base instead of throwing it hard. And he just bounced it in front of Ortiz. Alaric Soleri, the batter now, and they charge Chavez with an error. So each side with an error. Right-handed batter. DeVito with the ball in his right hand, dangling off to his side. Now he readies with a high set, the pitch. Inside, and it's 1-0. Well, if you're listening today, go ahead and let us know where you're listening to. You can tweet at us at Riders Baseball on Twitter, or I guess X, or at Zach Biggs on X, the pitch. Outside, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. Special thanks to Mike and Gina listening in the Omaha area. Let us know where you're listening from. Two nothing pitch. Swing and a foul back into Johnson's glove. It's 2 balls and 1 strike. Special thanks to Lauren as well. Here's the stretch in the 2-1. It's low and outside. 3 balls and 1 strike. Listening from Eugene, Oregon, big Kellen Strom fan. Same hometown as Kellen Strom, same hometown as Aaron Zavala. Hey, that's where I'm from, too. Here's the stretch in the pitch. A breaking ball inside, and it's a walk to Soleri. So an error and a walk start off the fourth inning. 4-2, Wichita in front, bottom of the fourth. Two runs and only one hit for the Rough Riders. Wichita, 4 runs on 4 hits. The Rough Riders walked 8 times on the offensive side yesterday. And they walked 5 so far. Wichita has only walked 1 batter, but the Rough Riders have walked 5 already through 4 innings. Not a recipe for success. There's Emmanuel Rodriguez at the top of the card. He's reached twice today. DeVito readies pitcher. Down low and inside. 1 ball and 0 strikes. Rodriguez with a walk in the first and RBI single in the third. The 1-0. High and outside. 2 balls and 0 strikes. Trying to work his way out of it. He readies, high set, the pitch. Down low and inside in the dirt. Rodriguez skips rope to get over the top of it, nearly hit him in the shoe tops, and it's 3 balls and 0 strikes. Rough Riders having trouble with the zone in today's game. Vito peers in. He's got his sign. The pitch. Down low and inside. Ball 4. A 4-pitch free pass to Rodriguez, and the bases are loaded here in the fourth inning. There's Tanner Schoble with the bags packed and nobody out. In the fourth, all their damage initially coming with nobody out in the third, the pitch. It's at the bottom of the zone for a strike. 0-1. Right-hander looking in, steps off as the wind starts to pick up a ton. Things are blowing all over the place. Trash blowing across the field, everything blowing around the concourse. The pitch home. Swinging a chopper, third base side, and foul. It's 0-2. If you're just joining us, it is a very windy day here in Wichita with winds steady at 25 miles an hour and gusts upwards of 50 miles an hour. DeVito with the bags packed behind him, the pitch. Breaking ball, a check swing. He did not go around off the outside edge. It's one ball and two strikes. Trying to wiggle his way out of it. If he could get out of this only surrendering one run, that would be a win. DeVito's bent. Breaking ball, line to third. Chavez has got it. Steps on the third base bag, a double play. Well, the secondary lead from Fedco was way off the third base bag, and it was a hot line drive right to Chavez, who was playing behind the bag. He made the catch off to his left side. He atones for the error with a double play. So two outs, runners at first and second now. Andrew Cassetti, the batter. He's a home run threat. The pitch. Strike on the upper edge outside corner with a slider, and it's 0-1. He doubled into right center field back in the first inning, and a four-year player at college, at St. Joseph's College, I should say. He had 19 homers his final year in college. 15 last year in the minor league season. Big barrel-chested catcher. The pitch is low and away. Runners go. Throw to third is perfect, not in time. Oh, man. Cooper Johnson put it right on the bag. Chavez didn't even have to lower his glove or move it at all to lay down the tag, but somehow Alaric Suleri got in under that tag, and I don't know about that. I don't know if I agree with that call. So a stolen base, a double steal, in fact. One ball and one strike. Runners at second and third. Now the pitch. Swinging a looping line drive in a shallow center. Drops in, base hit. Soleri scores. Rodriguez around third. He comes in. It's a two-run single for Andrew Cassetti, and it's now 6-2 Wichita. So the double steal pays dividends right away. A two-run knock for Cassetti on a slider right on the outside edge that he just reached down and put it off the end of the bat, lofting it into shallow center. It parachuted just past DeGody, the second baseman who was racing back. Cassetti's at first base with a two RBI base hit. Kalai Rosario, the batter now. The pitch is a swing and a miss, and it's 0-1 on the first pitch. Slider. Six runs on five hits, and again, the walks coming back to bite the Rough Riders. The pitch is lined up the middle. That's into center. Another single. Strom plays it into second base to throw behind Cassetti. He belly flops back in safely. Solid single for Rosario. Sixth hit on the night for the Wind Surge on a hanging breaking ball in the middle of the zone. Four of the six base runners that have come in to score for Wichita have reached via walk. Two in the third and two in this fourth inning. Play in the bottom of the fourth. 6-2, Wichita leads it. DeVito's bent. Swing and a miss. Elevated the heater. And it's 0-1. Both of the runs in this inning are unearned because of the error by Franer Chavez, the third baseman beginning this inning. DeVito's 0-1, swing and a miss. Another fastball right by him at 97. 0-2. Infield playing straight up, slightly to pole. Wind blowing out to center field. And DeVito steps off. Retoes the rubber. Long navy sleeves under his gray jersey. 0-2. Breaking ball hit off the ground and comes up and hits Ross in the face. Oh, man, hopefully he's okay. He pops up. The helmet fell off, but now he crouches down just to the left side of home plate in the dirt circle. Man, that was just poor luck. He bounced that one right down into the ground, and it popped up and almost like an uppercut hit him right in the face. Now the athletic trainer, Katie Lordy, comes out and is checking him out, making sure he's okay. And he's going to stay in. Looks like he's good to go. Just poor luck. It was a big breaking ball. The curve came up and, oh, I thought it got him in the chin. Looking at the replay, it actually came up and hit him right in the throat. Ouch. Oh, man. That cannot feel good. No balls and two strikes. He stands back in with runners at first and second. Two outs, two runs in, 6-2. Wichita leads, bottom of the fourth. And DeVito readies, he deals. Pop up, right side, down the line. Long run for Ortiz going out. Hatcher coming in, and it falls in, a base hit. Cassetti comes in to score. Rosario all the way over to third base. And it's an RBI single for Ben Ross. It's 7-2 Wichita. That one lofted up in the air, blowing all over the place with the wind, and it just fell in. Here's Jefferson Morales now. So 7 runs, 4 in the third inning, 3 in this fourth inning. DeVito deals. Fouled straight back, and it's 0-1. Morales 0-1 today with a walk. Entering his sixth season in the minor leagues. DeVito kicks home. Runner takes off. Pitches inside. No throw down to second. A stolen base for Ben Ross. 1-1. For the wind surge, that's 3 stolen bases in this inning now. 4 on the game. The pitch outside. It's 2-1. Now all of a sudden there's action in the Rough Riders bullpen beyond the right field corner. It's Robbie Ahlstrom who's loosening, as this next offering will be the 36th for Ricky DeVito. He stretches. And he rocks it home. Outside. 3-1. All 3 of these runs unearned. And such an odd thing. The Rough Riders have been so good defensively the last 2 years. Tops in fielding percentage, if you really believe that fielding percentage is a good way to look at defense. It's really all we have here at this level. The pitch. Swinging a line drive, lofted into shallow center. That dunks in. And that's going to score 2 more runs. Rosario in, Ross from third. It's now 9-2. Wichita leads Frisco. Morales with a 2-run single. One off the end of the bat. Boy, it's just death by 1,000 paper cuts for the Rough Riders in DeVito. And here comes Carlos Cardoza. The Rough Riders manager, that's going to be it for Ricky. So DeVito is done in his relief appearance. Robbie Ahlstrom will come out of the Rough Riders bullpen. 9-2, Wichita leads it. It has not been the Rough Riders' day, that's for sure. 9 unanswered for Wichita, and still 2 outs in this fourth inning. So we'll introduce you to Robbie Ahlstrom when we come back. 9-2, Wichita leads it on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión for three games this season. The Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 28th, August 17th, and September 6th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Weekend baseball is finally back in Frisco. Join the Rough Riders on Friday, April 12th for a 7:05 first pitch against the Houston Astros-affiliated Corpus Christi Hooks. Come enjoy all the best sports elements the city has to offer and get to the ballpark early for a Rangers-inspired t-shirt giveaway presented by Medium Giant. Back on Saturday, April 13th for a co-branded Riders and Rangers pennant giveaway presented by Medium Giant at the gates. First pitch is at 7:05 and the Rough Riders will have a pregame team autograph session for fans to enjoy. Wrap up your weekend with a 4:05 first pitch on Josh Young Day, where the Riders will celebrate with a Josh Young baseball card giveaway. We can't wait to welcome you back, Rider fans. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Josh Hatcher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Robbie Ahlstrom, the new pitcher for the Rough Riders, out of the pitching change. 9-2, Wichita lead the Rough Riders. In this bottom of the fourth inning, two outs, runner at first, ninth man up to the plate for the second consecutive inning. It's Jorel Ortega, the batter. Ahlstrom kicks and delivers. Left-hander misses it inside. It's one ball and no strikes to the right-handed batting Ortega, who's 0 for 2. Ahlstrom, fastball, curveball, changeup, and slider. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Top of the zone, a strike. 1-1. Ahlstrom, a guy who the Rough Riders very excited to get back. He was a big part of their bullpen last year. Pitched a lot better than his numbers would indicate. The offering, swing and a miss. Remember the fastball at the bottom of the zone, got him to whiff through it, and it's 1-2. Not a bad year for the Rough Riders last year. 18 appearances, a 3.81 ERA. Originally drafted by the New York Yankees in the seventh round out of the University of Oregon back in 2021. He was part of the Jose Trevino deal that sent Trevino to the Yankees and brought Ahlstrom over here to the Rangers organization. The throw goes over to first base. A little bit late chasing Morales back. Ahlstrom, the 24-year-old, 6'3", 195 pounds out of Placerville, California, but grew up in Eugene, Oregon. The 1-2. Runner takes off, swinging a grounder foul off the fist, left side. It's still one ball and two strikes. Ahlstrom, a funky lefty who will not only change up his arm slots, he'll also change where he stands on the rubber. He's currently on the third base side of the rubber. He ready, he's looking over towards first. Long hold. He deals. Curveball, swinging a miss, strike three. Got Ortega out in front. He picks up the strikeout and ends the damage in the fourth. But the damage certainly done. Five runs come across on four hits and error and one runner left on base. Top of the fifth inning next. It's 9-2. Wichita lead the Rough Riders in the Riders Baseball Network.
Let the dogs out this year at Riders Field for Bark in the Park. Bring your four-legged furry friend out for a Rough Riders baseball game. Enjoy the grassy berm beyond the outfield or find some new friends at Section 123 or 124. Dogs are admitted free to the game alongside a human with a ticket. Let the dogs out at Riders Field for Bark in the Park on Sunday, April 28th. See you at Bark in the Park, Sunday, April 28th. First pitch at 4:05. Let's ride!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Calling all Evan Carter fans. May 10th through 12th is a chance to celebrate the Rough Riders great and current Rangers World Series champion, Evan Carter. Show up early on Friday, May 10th for an Evan Carter growth chart giveaway at the gates and get a picture with the World Series trophy. On Saturday, May 11th, grab yourself an Evan Carter bobblehead presented by Medium Giant, highlighting his amazing catch against Houston in the 2023 ALCS, and have another chance to take a picture with the World Series trophy. Come early on Sunday, May 12th for a Rough Riders Evan the Kid Carter Kids Jersey giveaway to wrap up Evan Carter weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
First pitch to Josh Hatcher misses high, and it's one ball and no strikes. It's the bottom third of the order for the Rough Riders against Travis Adams. The starter is still out there for Wichita. He rocks and fires. A hard line drive right back into the glove. Oh, man. Adams with a comebacker speared it off to his left-hand side like it was putting it in his pocket, and then he threw it behind the back to the shortstop, Ross, to start the around the horn. It's just that easy for Travis Adams in the wind surge right now, up 9-2. Hatcher smoked that ball back up the box, and nothing to show for it, one away. There's Freiner Chavez, the switch hitter, the pitch. Line inside to Venezuelan native batting from the left side. It's 1-0. 9-2 Frisco trailing the wind surge here in game two after a 6-4 win on opening day yesterday. Adams pitches. Fouled straight back, and it's 1-1. We talked about Freiner Chavez going to Little Elm High School, which is just down the road from Frisco. His family is still living in that area, the 1-1. Popped up left side, shallow left field, Soleri coming in, and he's under it to make the grab, two away. They come out to a lot of games. They'll probably come out to three or four a week during a six-game homestand. And when he joined the Rough Riders both in 2022 and 2023, he had some friends in the area invite him out to the ballpark, get him tickets, and then surprise them at the game. They didn't know that he had joined the Rough Riders. He didn't tell them he'd been called up, and so they were visiting with him pregame and went up and said hello. It's kind of funny, he worked both times, but it was a surprise both times. Here's Cooper Johnson now with two outs, bases clear. 9-2, Wichita leads in the fifth. The pitch low and outside, one ball and no strikes. Very close with his family. It's always fun leaving the ballpark, and there's always, you know, six, seven, eight members of the Chavez family. The pitch is bounced to the left side. Tough play. Third baseman Schoble comes in, picks, throws off balance to first in time to get the Riders catcher. And it's another 1-2-3 inning for Travis Adams. That's now seven straight retired by the right-hander. The Rough Riders trailing 9-2. We go to the bottom half of the fifth inning. We're halfway home from Riverfront Stadium on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We're to the home half of the fifth inning. It's 9-2 Wichita, and the Rough Riders hoping this fifth goes better than the third and the fourth did. First pitch from Robbie Ahlstrom is on the outside corner to, hey, it's Kyler Fedko again for the third consecutive inning starting it off. And nine batters sent to the plate by the Wind Surge in each of the last two innings. Stretch in the offering. Curveball, swing and a miss off the outside edge, 0-2. Nine runs, eight hits, and an error for the Wind Surge. The Rough Riders with two runs on one hit and one error. Fedko walked to start off the third. He reached on an error by Franer Chavez, the third baseman in the fourth. Ahlstrom kicks in the 0-2. Another curveball popped in the air out into shallow center field. Strom got a late break, charging in, stomps on the brakes, makes the catch. One away. He was running in like he had to keep going for that one and then realized, oh, the wind's blowing it right to me. And he stopped and made the catch. Wind blowing out to center right now. There's Alaric Solari to the plate. A stretch in the first offering. Breaking ball inside, 1-0. So Larry went to Atascocita High School in Humble, Texas, as native Texans would say it, in the Houston area. The 1-0. Misses low, and it's two balls and no strikes. Humble was one of the name pronunciations that we had on Media Day. There's going to be a video coming out soon where a lot of the Rough Riders players had to try to pronounce tough Texas town names as the pitch is sent high in the air out to shallow right field. Josh Hatcher waving everyone off. He's under it, and he spears it one-handed to his right side, two away. Some of the tough ones were Waxahachie, Nacogdoches, Humble, Mejia, which is M-E-X-I-A, Mejia. There's some pretty weird ones in Texas. He also had the players try to draw the state of Texas. That video is already up on social media. It didn't go so well, the pitch. The breaking ball over for a strike, and it's 0-1. Got to call out Kellen Strom. I'm sorry, Kellen. Kellen's was the worst. It's not really even close. He said it looks kind of like a water pistol, and it kind of did look a little bit like that. The pitch. Just off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. After drawing it, he showed the camera and then said, oh, wait, I have to put the star. There's a star in Texas. Almost like he was trying to draw the state flag. The pitch inside. Two balls and one strike. He's a good sport about it. And then you have guys like Aiden Anderson, who's from Beaumont, Texas, and he was easily able to draw the state. 2-1. Popped in the air out to shallow left field. Actually, the wind pushing it back. Zavala near the warning track and still carrying on him, and it bounces on the warning track and goes over the wall for a ground rule double. Wow, the wind just kept pushing it back and back and back, and Zavala just kept drifting back with it and ends up being a double for Rodriguez. Now, what would have been a lazy fly ball out in any other day, it turns into a double. Man, that wind is tough today. Still have yet to see a home run in the first two games of the season between these two clubs. Tanner Schobel bats. Pitch home. Down low, and it's one ball and no strikes. That's saying something here in this ballpark. The Rough Riders have played 13 games against the Wind Surge in the regular season here at this park. And the two teams have combined for a whopping 36 homers in those 13 games. The 1-0. inside. It's 2 balls and no strikes. So none yesterday and none today. So far, anyway. We're still in the bottom of the fifth inning. 9-2 win surge. But 36 home runs in 13 games prior in these head-to-head meetings here at Riverfront Stadium. 2-0. Bottom of the zone with a fastball for a strike. 2-1 now to Schobel, who had a two-run double back in the third. And he's also hitting the two double plays, 1-5-4-3, 1-5 unassisted double play. Ahlstrom kicks in the 2-1. No one finds the outside edge for a strike. 2-2. Rough Riders have won 7 of the 13 head-to-head games here, averaging around 6 runs a game. Wichita averaging around 5 runs a game. The pitch. Breaking ball tagged in the air to shallow center field. Strom racing in. Degody going back. And it's over Degody's glove. It lands in. That brings Rodriguez around from second. He comes across. And it's a decade on the board in the run column for Wichita. It's 10-2. RBI single for Tanner Schobel. There have been so many softly hit pop-ups and fly balls that have found grass. It's been that kind of day for Rough Riders pitchers, unfortunately. Here's Andrew Cassetti. 10-2, Wichita leads it. Bottom of the fifth inning. Ahlstrom's pitch. Fouled back, and it's 0-1. That's such a tough run to give up if you're Ahlstrom. You have a double that really should have been a flyout in left field, but the wind just kept carrying it back all the way to the warning track and it landed in. And then that very softly hit single to center on a pop-up that lands in. Stretch in the pitch. Outside edge, it's quickly 0-2. Here she comes. Down low and inside with a breaking ball and misses. Johnson blocks, and it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. So 10 runs in the last 3 innings. Ahlstrom, high set. Glove lowers to the belt. He deals. High and away, misses with a fastball, 2-2. We check in on the parent club, the Rangers taking on the Astros down in Arlington. Rangers off to a 5-2 start, Houston at 2-6. Rangers just tied it up with a Leody Taveras RBI double. It's 2-2 in the fifth. The pitch, breaking ball, low and outside, we're full at 3-2. Evan Carter, Wyatt Langford with hits. Josh Smith, Leody Taveras with hits. Former Rough Riders doing some work. 2 Houston runs came in on an error by shortstop Corey Seager. 3-2 pitch, runner takes off. Ground ball foul at the plate, and it's still 3-2. Always great to see the former Rough Riders having success at the Major League level. We saw Justin Foscue become the 200th former Rough Rider to make his Major League debut in yesterday's game. Pinch hitting for Marcus Simeon. Congratulations to Justin Foscue, who is here in 2021 and 2022. 3-2 pitch, runner takes off again, and another ground ball foul, nearly missing Ramon Borrego, the third base coach and manager for this team. Down the left field line. Still 3-2 on Cassetti. Pinwheels the bat a couple times out towards the hill. There's Ahlstrom's pitch. Curveball hit on the ground to the left side. Shortstop Acosta's got it. Slings it onto first base and beats him by half a step to retire the side in the fifth. But another run comes across to score. on two hits, no errors, and a runner left on. We go to the top of the sixth inning next. It's the Rough Riders trailing the Wind Surge 10-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Tee up at Riders Field on April 27th with Golf Night, presented by the PGA Coaching Center. Get a PGA Coaching Center koozie at the gates on the way in. Check out what the Coaching Center has to offer at the game and enjoy all the golf-themed activities throughout the evening. Take advantage of the free golf simulators in the concourse, courtesy of DriveBox. Swing for the fences or drive the fairway. Either way, hit it perfectly with Golf Night on April 27th for a 7:05 first pitch against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. For tickets and more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau Insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau Insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau Insurance member today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
And at the top of the sixth, it's the top of the order for the Rough Riders and a new arm for Wichita. Taylor Floyd takes over for Travis Adams. Adams, five innings. In his start, he allowed two runs, both unearned on just one hit. Struck out four and walked one. Great start for Adams. So now Floyd, the right-hander against the left-hander Zavala, the pitch. Inside, he nailed him on the left leg. Oh, the back leg for Zavala. And he puts his hands on his knees and limps down to first base. Neil Ori, the Rough Riders trainer, on the top step, and Zavala won't even look at him, and he's just going to limp down to first base and stay in this one. There's a first-pitch breaking ball that he tried to get out of the way of, and as he jumped out of the way, he could not get far enough away. It hit him on the inside part of the left knee, and now here comes Neil Ori and Carlos Cardoza, the Rough Riders manager, to go check on him over at first base. Ouch. There is no padding on that knee, and it nailed him. They're checking on him, making sure he's okay. The last thing Zavala needs is any kind of injury. And he jogs down the first baseline to try and see if he's okay to tough it out. Ten-two, Rough Riders trail the Wind Surge. Zavala getting checked out by Ori. It looks like he is going to make an argument to stay in the game no matter what. That's the kind of guy Zavala is. Yep, he's good to go. Cardoza jogs back over to the third base coaching box. We're ready to go with Liam Hicks stepping in. So Taylor Floyd, not the best first pitch for him. First pitch plunk. The right-hander deals. High and away to the left-handed batting Liam Hicks. One ball and no strikes. Floyd, the 26-year-old out of Carrollton, Texas, just a little bit south of Frisco. The pitch. Swinging a line drive through the vacated left side and into left field. Liam Hicks goes the opposite way. The infield was playing to pull, and he just shoots it through that left side. Aaron Zavala up to second base, and the Rough Riders have something cooking offensively in the sixth inning. They just needed to get Travis Adams out of the game. Floyd, originally a Brewers draft pick, was traded from the Brewers to the Twins organization. It was back in midseason last year. The pitch. Inside to Alex Degody, and it's one ball and no strikes. Spent the back half with the wind surge. 28 appearances all out of the bullpen. An ERA just shy of 6. Right-handed sidearm thrower offers, and a fastball simmers inside. It's 2-0. Well, that hit for Hicks is just the second hit for the Rough Riders offensively today. And both have come from the top two in the order. Zavala and now Hicks, the pitch. Swinging a topper out to short. Ross comes up on it. Fields onto second for one. Throw to first is in time to get Degody a double play. Zavala down to third on the ground ball. 6-4-3, and there's a runner at third and two outs now in the sixth inning. 10-2, wind surge lead the Rough Riders. Strom stands in the four spot. It's not the Rough Riders' night tonight. Strom is 0-for-2 with a ground out and a fly out in his two trips. Went 2-for-4 in the opener yesterday. He calls time and steps out. Taylor Floyd, a right-handed sidearmer, but he works from the extreme first base side of the rubber. So the sidearm not nearly as devastating to right-handers, as the first pitch is a slider that simmers outside. It's one ball and no strikes. Last season, he was a lot better against right-handers than he was lefties, though. The pitch. Outside, it's 2-0. With Wisconsin before the trade, righties hit just 163 against the right-hander. Lefties hit 220. 2-0, the pitch. And time called right before. A balk. He didn't come set. And Aaron Zavala scores from third. So a balk with a runner at third base produces a run for the Rough Riders, and they now trail 10-3. And I say that Floyd quick-pitched Kellen Strom. He didn't come set. A mistake by the right-hander. Now he works on the windup, and he fires. A strike on the upper edge, outside corner to Strom, and it's 2-1. 10-3, Rough Riders trail. Infield straight up, outfield straight up to pole. The pitch. Breaking ball, hit on the ground, one hop to short. Ross has got it, sets his feet, rifles to first base, and gets Kellen Strom. Side retired. Well, the Rough Riders get a run. It comes on a hit. No errors, nobody left on base. They trail 10-3 to the home half of the sixth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Robbie Ahlstrom back out for another inning of work in the home half of the sixth inning. The Rough Riders trailing 10-3 to the Wichita Wind Surge in game number two of this three-game series. Game number two of 12 head-to-head between these two teams, and game number two of 138 on the season. Kalai Rosario, the batter, first pitch. He swings, pops it skyward back behind home, and out of play, it's 0-1. Well, the Rough Riders have allowed 10 runs on 10 hits to Wichita and 3 runs on just 2 hits themselves. And there are 2 hits today, a ground ball up the middle that hit the second base bag off the bat of Aaron Zavala. The 0-1. Rosario watches a changeup at the bottom of the zone for strike 2, and it's 0-2. And then a ground ball through the left side of the infield off the bat of Liam Hicks in this top of the sixth inning. Two for 3 day for Rosario. Couple singles, one producing a run. Ahlstrom a long set. 0-2, sizzles just high. 1-2. Take a peek around the Texas League scoreboard as yesterday every single team on the road picked up the victory. The offering on the outside edge, a check swing. He went around, so a double whammy. Kalai Rosario strikes out. And there's one away. Second strikeout for Robbie Ahlstrom in relief. There's Ben Ross now. 10-3, Riders trail, bottom of the sixth inning. Stretch in the pit, swing and a miss, fastball elevated, 0-1. In terms of the teams in the South, Midland visiting Corpus Christi. The Rockhounds leading 3-1 over the Astros affiliate. That game in the second, the pitch. Breaking ball on the outside edge for a strike, 0-2. They're in the top of the third in Amarillo. San Antonio with a big win yesterday over the Fighting Sod Poodles, 12-5 yesterday. They're up 4-0 now in the third. 0-2 toss. Swinging a ground ball, softly hit right back to the hill. Knocked down by Ahlstrom, and he bare hands and throws him out at first. They're two away. That one hit softly, but Ahlstrom got hit, looked like in the belly with that ball, so he takes a little walk around the hill. Taking a look at the replay, it looked like it hit him on the left hip, actually. Knocked it down. Jefferson Morales takes his turn, 10-3. Wichita leads the Rough Riders. First toss. Swing and a miss on the curve, it's 0-1. Northwest Arkansas hosting Tulsa, and the Naturals leading 4-0, while Arkansas is up 4-3 on Springfield. The pitch is sent foul in the air right side, 0-2. Rough Riders will host Corpus Christi next week in their opening week at home. The Astros affiliate trailing by 2, in danger of falling to 0-2. The 0-2 pitch is sent high in the air to right center field. Hatcher on the run, back to the warning track. Wind pushing it back. He reaches out, and he made the catch. Great play by Josh Hatcher, reaching out full extension into right center field. He comes down with it, and it retires the side in 1-2-3 fashion. First time we can say that for a Riders pitcher since the second. We go to the top of the seventh inning next. Rough Riders down 10-3 on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams of North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's Power Shift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's
Time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top seven, Taylor Floyd back to the hill. Abimelech Ortiz leads it off. Maximo Acosta to follow in Josh Hatcher. 5, 6, and 7 in the Riders order. First pitch home from Floyd. Rides inside, 1-0. We continue to keep an eye on the scores around the league. And big one in Round Rock, or I should say in El Paso. Round Rock visiting El Paso, the Padres affiliate. Triple-A level. 1-0 pitch to Ortiz. It's low, 2-0. The reason why it's such a big one is Jack Leiter is making his second start. The Rough Rider over the last 2 years. Leiter, a good appearance his first time out. It was in long relief. The 2-0. Swinging a charge into center field right at Rodriguez, and he makes the catch. Ortiz hit it hard. Second time he squared up a baseball today, and he ends up with an out again. 0-for-3 today. Acosta the batter. 10-3. Rough Riders down in the top of the seventh. Well, they're just underway in El Paso. Leiter, a scoreless perfect first inning with a strikeout. The first pitch. Acosta watches low and away, and it's 1-0. Leiter in that first outing that he had, again in long relief because of a start and rehab assignment. That had to make the start in front of him. The 1-0. Bouncer foul back behind home. 1-1. He went 5 innings, allowing just 2 runs on 2 hits. He struck out 9. And the big thing for Jack, he did not walk a batter. That is so huge. The offering is a strike in the outside edge. It's 1-2 on Acosta. So we're still rooting for Jack. We will be until the end of his time in baseball, whenever that is. The pitch. Breaking ball down, and it's 2-2. Great to see him having success at the AAA level and hopefully helping out the big league club pretty soon. The pitch. Acosta check swing. He went around. Strike 3. First strikeout for Taylor Floyd. That brings Josh Hatcher in. 10-3, Riders trail. It's still a 2-2 game between the Astros and the Rangers at Globe Life Field. Pitch to Hatcher. Takes a middle-middle fastball for a strike. It's 0-1. Well, the Rough Riders and the Wind Surge will conclude this series tomorrow. The pitch. Hatcher swings, pops it up. Shallow left field, the third baseman Schobel back. The shortstop can't find it, Ross, and it falls. Well, the Wind playing all kinds of tricks on the Wind Surge and a base hit for Josh Hatcher. We were talking earlier about how the Wind has been crazy tonight, and we were talking earlier in the day with some of the Rough Riders coaches and players, and saying pop-ups are going to be a nightmare, and that one certainly was. Here's Franer Chavez. Stretch in the pitch. Chavez bounces it off the end of the bat to short. Ross charges, picks, slings off balance to first and gets him. Nifty play by Ross to get Chavez. Side retired in the seventh. It's time to stretch. Rough Riders and Wind Surge. It's 10-3 Wichita. Get it up. Stretch it out. Time to sing Take Me Out of the Ball Game here at Riverfront Stadium on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Stretch time is over. Back to the action to the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the seventh inning from Wichita. And the Rough Riders turn to Andy Rodriguez on the hill. Rodriguez making his season debut and coming in for Robbie Allstrom. Jarell Ortega leads it off. Rodriguez working from the wind, he fires. Popped up on the infield, first pitch. Acosta charging in from short onto the grass. He spears it with one hand. One away in the seventh, and Kyler Fedko is the batter. Andy Rodriguez, the 25-year-old, pitched with the Rough Riders at the end of last season. Only six appearances and a nearly 19 ERA. The pitching popped up again, this time into center field, sending Strom back a little bit. He's under it, and he makes the grab. Two pitches, two outs. And Alaric Solari, the batter, in the nine hole. 10-3, Wichita leads the Rough Riders in the home half of the seventh. Before coming up to the Rough Riders last year, Rodriguez was very effective with Hickory, a 2.66 ERA. Rodriguez, a Cuban native, went to Miami-Dade Community College in Florida. The pitch is a strike on the outside edge. It's 0-1. Solari taking all the way. Pitch in. High and outside. One ball and one strike. Our Rodriguez infield plays to pull. The 1-1. Fouled back into the netting behind home plate. It's one ball and two strikes. Rodriguez coming in and pumping in strikes. That's exactly what you want to see out of the bullpen. Frisco turning to their fourth pitcher today. 1-2. Breaking ball hit off the end of the bat. Lofted into left center field. It's down for a hit. Strom cuts it off, and Solari content with a single. His first hit today. At his third time aboard, he'd walk twice. Turns the lineup card over, top of the lineup for Wichita. Manuel Rodriguez doing what you want out of the top of the order. He's come up to the plate four times, and he's reached four times. Two walks, RBI single, double. He's scored three runs, stolen two bases. Rodriguez kicks in. Misses high. One ball, no strikes. The right-hander stretches against the lefty. He deals. It misses down. Johnson blocks. And it's two balls and no strikes. Rodriguez, the number three prospect in the Twins organization, just behind Brooks Lee, who's been in Wichita in the last two seasons. And Royce Lewis, who we saw last year as well, who's dealt with his own injury issues, but he's up at the big league level. 2-0. High, 3-0. Brooks Lee is currently dealing with a back injury, so he will be in AAA St. Paul, but not currently active on the roster, trying to get over a back injury. 3-0 pick. Rip and a miss. Another 3-0 green light by Rodriguez. Second time we've seen him swing 3-0 in this game. 10-3, Riders trail. Bottom of the seventh, two outs, runner at first. Here's Rodriguez with a 3-1. Fouled back, 3-2. Rodriguez trying to send it to the eighth. He brings it home. Runner takes off, swinging a ground ball out to second. Degote shuffles to his right, gobbles it up, and wings it on to first in time for the out, and it retires the side in the seventh. No runs a hit, no errors, a runner left on. We're into the top of the eighth inning next. It's the Rough Riders trailing 10-3 to the Wind Surge on the Riders Baseball Network. Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
We're trading in 1985 for 2004. Kick off the celebration of the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field as we throw it back to 04 on Friday, May 24th. The band Bowling for Soup will be on hand for a meet and greet, and the Rough Riders will have a concert tee giveaway at the gates before the Riders take on the Midland Rockhounds at 7.05 p.m. Don't forget, it's Fireworks Friday as well, so enjoy a fireworks spectacular display after the game from the field. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah.
Sheldon Reed, the new pitcher for Wichita in the top of the eighth inning. Wind Surge leading 10-3 over the Rough Riders in game number two of this 2024 season. Cooper Johnson, the batter, first pitch. Rip and a miss and a high fastball, and it's 0-1 on the Rough Riders catcher, who's 0-2 today. He reached on an error and scored a run back in the third. Reed from the stretch and the right-hander deals. Swing and a miss, low and away on a breaking ball. Johnson went fishing, it's 0-2. Reed, the 26-year-old, 6'2", 205-pounder out of Bradley, South Carolina. He went to Clemson University. Last season in the Cubs organization, pitched with high A South Bend, the 0-2. Low and outside, all the way back to the backstop, and it's one ball and two strikes. 40 appearances out of the bullpen for the South Bend Cubs, 3.38 ERA. There's the stretch from the Clemson Tiger in the pitch. Breaking ball topped off the end of the bat. Right back to the hill. Reed bobbles, picks it up. No play onto first base. And Johnson reaches on his second error tonight. Well, it was a routine play right back to the hill, and Reed just took his eye off of it and watched it hit the base of his glove. An obvious error. It hit him right on the heel of his glove, actually. Right near the palm. Top of the order, Aaron Zavala with a runner at first. Nobody out in the eighth. Ryder is down by seven. First pitch. Zavala swings, fouls it away, back behind home to his left, and it's 0-1. Good to see Zavala still in this game after he took a breaking ball off the inside part of his left knee for a hit-by-pitch his last time up. He's 1-for-2. RBI single in the third, hit-by-pitch in the sixth inning. Play in the eighth, and the 0-1. Swing and a miss, high fastball. Zavala went reaching. 0-2. One Rough Riders error yesterday, but other than that, pretty clean baseball. It has not been clean baseball today. Three combined errors. You dropped pop-ups as well because of this wind. Offering home. Breaking ball. Slips on the outside corner. Strike three called. Aaron Zavala down on strikes. It's the first K for Sheldon Reed. First strikeout for him is a member of the Minnesota Twins organization. Liam Hicks in the two spot now with one down and a runner at first. Ryder is trailing 10-3. The pitch. It just misses outside. It's one ball and no strikes. As mentioned, the Rough Riders and Wind Surge will conclude this series tomorrow. 1:05 first pitch for tomorrow's finale. Nick Krauth takes the ball for the Rough Riders. The pitch. Down low and inside, 2-0. Excited to see Krauth and make his season debut as he was a mainstay in the Rough Riders starting rotation last year. And his new sweeper, brand new pitch for him this year. Apparently it is disgusting. The 2-0. Outside corner of the knee is a strike. 2-1 on Hicks. His mound opponent, Pearson Ohl, a changeup specialist out of Grand Canyon University. Saw him last year as well. 2-1. And a high and inside, 3-1. So 1:05 for that first pitch tomorrow. We'll be on the air at 12:50. Hope to have you along. And it's back to Frisco. We'll have the Eclipse event on Monday. The pitch. Swinging a hard ground ball into center field. Base hit. Johnson up to second base. He stops right there, and Hicks has his second hit today. What a start of the season for Liam Hicks. He's 4-for-5 to start his season. 2-for-2 yesterday with three walks, 2-for-3 today with a sac fly and two singles. There's Alex Degoti now. Degoti looking for his first Rough Riders hit. He's 0-for-7. First toss from Reed. Fouled off the end of the bat into the Riders' dugout right side. 0-1. Not a whole lot of speed out of the base pass for the Rough Riders. A couple catchers out there trailing by seven runs, looking to chip away here in the eighth inning. The offering. Breaking ball hit foul back behind home. And it's 0-2. Degoti playing in his 721st career minor league game tonight. The veteran. Two career Major League games under his belt in 2021 with Houston. The 0-2. Misses high. Ball and two strikes. Last season, four games with AAA Jacksonville in the Marlins organization, and then actually played in the Twins organization with St. Paul at the AAA level for the rest of the year. 1-2 home. Breaking ball pops skyward right side. Fedko, the first baseman, lost sight of it. Now the second baseman, Ortega, tries to make the catch. He drops it, recovers, and throws out Hicks. But the infield fly rule in effect anyway. Well, the batter is out, and the runners advance on their own authority. And because there was no tag on Liam Hicks, there was no throw. Man, the home plate umpire didn't call the infield fly rule until the ball was dropped. That's something that's got to be called right away. Goodness. All kinds of chaos happening, so it ends up being a pop out on the infield fly rule. Two outs, runners at second and third. Here's Kellen Strom. Reed stretches, pitches, a swing and a miss. Good breaking ball low and outside. 0-1. Riders down by 7 in the top of the 8th inning. 0-1. Down low and inside of the slider, and it's one ball and one strike. Rough Riders in today's game, just 1-for-2 with runners in scoring position. They haven't had many opportunities. Strom 0-for-3. The 1-1 pick. Misses high, and it's two balls and one strike. Abimelech Ortiz on deck. That is, if we get that far with two outs here in the eighth. Right-hander offers home to Strom. Swing and a miss. Got him to fish off the outside corner with a breaking ball, and it's two balls and two strikes. Strom shaking his head at himself, not happy with that one-strike approach, chasing that slider all the way off the outside corner. The pitch. Breaking ball, a swing and a miss. Strom fishes low again and strikes out. Side retired. No runs for the Rough Riders in the eighth inning. A hit, an error, two left on. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning next. The Riders trailing 10-3 to the Wind Surge on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday. Starting on May 23rd, fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 twisted tea, Truly and drafts, and even more drink specials in the seating bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us as the 04 weekend rolls on as we continue to celebrate the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders Texas League Championship run. In an ode to the 2004 classic Napoleon Dynamite, Saturday, May 25th is Vote for Pedro night and will feature an appearance from Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the film. Make sure you grab your tickets for Saturday, May 25th, 7.05 p.m. first pitch as the Riders welcome in the Midland Rockhounds. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Home half of the eighth coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Andy Rodriguez comes back out for another inning in the eighth. He faces 2, 3, and 4. Rodriguez allowed a harmless single in the seventh. Tanner Schobel has had a good day, 2-for-4, a two-run double, and an RBI single. He's also hit into two double plays, but that'll be forgiven when you're up seven runs and you've driven in three yourself. First pitch. On the outside corner for a called strike, it's 0-1 to Schoble. Well, if you've been following minor league baseball, you know that the Orioles have one of the best farm systems in all minor league baseball. The pitch is sent on the ground right back to the hill off of Rodriguez, and it just trickles behind him as he slowed it down. Infield single for Schoble, his third hit tonight. 10-3, Wichita in front of the Rough Riders. It's a breaking ball over the heart of the plate, and it was kicked off the left foot of Rodriguez and went behind him about halfway between the mound and the second base bag. Andrew Cassetti bats now, 2-for-4. Double in the first and a two-run single in the fourth. Stretch in the pitch. Breaking ball just away, and it's one ball and no strikes. If you've also been following baseball, you may know the name Heston Kerstad. Kerstad, the number 4 prospect in the Orioles organization, a former number 2 overall pick. Pitch is outside. It's two balls and no strikes. The 25-year-old has had one of the best starts to a season you could possibly imagine. I mean, Norfolk is, I don't think it's arguable anymore. They are the best team in minor league baseball. I mean, they are winning games by absurd margins. The pitch. Swing and a miss down in front on a changeup, and it's 2-1. Through 8 games this season, Heston Kerstad is hitting .500. In 8 games, he has 18 hits. The pitch. Swing and a miss, and a pitch low and away, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes, but that's not where the absurdity ends. He has 4 doubles, 6 home runs, and in 8 games, he has driven in 25 runs. Oh, man, he has an OPS just shy of 1,700. Just to give you an idea, the best OPS in Major League history is about 1,400 by Barry Bonds. The pitch is outside. It's 3 balls and 2 strikes. Monster stuff by Heston Kerstad. And by the way, Norfolk, who's 7-1, they won today again, 13-1 over Charlotte. Ugh, man. 3-2. A check swing. He did not go off the outside corner. Ball 4, and the first two have reached here in the 8th inning. Single and a walk. This Norfolk Tides team has Heston Kerstad. They have Jackson Holliday, who's the number 1 overall prospect in all of minor league baseball. They have Colby Mayo, who is a very good prospect. Connor Norby, who he himself is a second rounder. The pitch. There's a fly ball hitting the right field. Hatcher pushing back at the warning track. He's still going at the fence. It's gone. 3-run home run for Kalei Rosario. And it's 13-3, Wichita. There's the first home run of this series. Rosario with a 3-run shot. 13-3, Wichita. First pitch to Ben Ross is high and inside, and it's 1-0. And this series between these two clubs that has featured so much power over the last 3 years. There is that first homer. Pitch in. Outside. 2 balls, no strikes. Rodriguez deals in. Swinging a ground ball, softly hit to short. Acosta vacuums, whips it on to first and gets him. There's the first out of the inning. Acosta really smooth at shortstop. 21-year-old with a nifty play. There's Jefferson Morales. 13-3, Wichita leads it. Bottom half of the eighth inning. Pitch. High, and it's one ball and no strikes. Next offering. Swinging a foul back into Johnson's glove. One ball and one strike. Well, not a lot of positives to look at in this one for the Rough Riders outside of Robbie Ahlstrom. He was very good today. The pitch is set in the air. Foul down the right side. It's one ball and two strikes. Hicksy with a couple of hits as well. Liam Hicks. Robbie Ahlstrom with 2 1/3 innings, allowing just one run. The pitch. Top shelf, strike three called. Got him with a breaking ball upper edge. Morales strikes out looking, and here's Jarrell Ortega. Two up, two down quickly after the home run. First toss. Chop foul into the Windsurge dugout left side, 0-1. Windsurge 13, Rough Riders 3. Offering home. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball from Rodriguez, 0-2. Rough Riders looking to pack this one away and turn the page. Here she comes. Popped up right side, foul out of play. Rodriguez kicks home. Misses high. Ball and two strikes to Ortega. Right-handed batter, right-handed hitter. Or right-handed pitcher, I should say, as the breaking ball misses low and outside. Two balls, two strikes. 13 runs, 13 hits for Wichita. Three runs on four hits for the Rough Riders. Here she comes. Pop foul back and out of play. Two balls, two strikes. Rodriguez, shoulders square, offset of home. As is signed from Johnson. And the 2-2. High and away. Three balls, two strikes. Rodriguez, deep breaths. He fires. Outside, ball four. He lost it. Let's see if the Rough Riders will start to get somebody loosening in the bullpen. After that walk, Rodriguez, 35 pitches now. I wonder even if Rough Riders might just have a position player come in and throw. The pitch, ground ball, foul at the plate, and it's 0-1. Although it is so early in the season and you have the off day on Monday after the short three-game series, I don't know why you would have a position player come in now that you think about it. Plenty of arms available in the bullpen. Rough Riders used six pitchers last night. They'll only use four tonight. 0-1 pitch. Outside. One ball and one strike. We'll probably see Gerson Garabito throw an inning out of the bullpen tomorrow. He'll make the start on Thursday of next week. Be in that starting rotation in the beginning of this season. 1-1 is drilled in the air into center field. Strom racing in. A headlong dive, and he can't make the catch. It's down in front of him. Ortega from first to third. He stops there. And Fetko has himself a single. Good effort by Kellen Strom coming in, a headlong dive, and it went in and out of his glove. He couldn't hang on to it. So runners on the corners and two down in this eighth inning. 13-3, the Rough Riders trail, and here's John Goble out of the Rough Riders dugout, the pitching coach, to come have a chat with Rodriguez. It's been a tough night for Frisco. Having some fun on this Saturday night. Quick mound visit for Goble. He's back to the dugout. Alaric Soleri, the batter. He's 1-for-2 today. He's singled back in the seventh. Walked in the third, walked in the fourth, scored both times. Rodriguez from the stretch, and he kicks home. Finds the outside corner, a called strike. It's 0-1. First pitch breaking ball. And 13 runs on 14 hits now for the surge. Pitch, high and outside. Ball and a strike. Darkness all around us in this 6 o'clock start. The lights are illuminating the ballpark. The 1-1. Misses outside. Two balls and one strike. And now there is action out of the bullpen in right center field. It's Tyler Owens who's got up and started to loosen. 2-1. Swinging a soft ground ball to the left side. Acosta's got it at short. Flips to second the short way and gets him for the final out of this eighth inning. Three runs across, though. It comes on three hits, no errors, and two runners left on base. Top nine, last ups for the Rough Riders, trailing 13-3 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Rowdy Rough Riders are starting on the road. Make sure you get your tickets for the 2024 home opener on Tuesday, April 9th. The Riders open their home slate with a six-game series against the Houston Astros-affiliated Corpus Christi Hooks at 6:35 p.m. on April 9th. Get to the game early for a 2024 schedule poster giveaway. The gates at Riders Field are ready to fly open for the first time this season on Tuesday, April 9th. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let the dogs out this year at Riders Field for Bark in the Park. Bring your four-legged furry friend out for a Rough Riders baseball game. Enjoy the grassy berm beyond the outfield or find some new friends at section 123 or 124. Dogs are admitted free to the game alongside a human with a ticket. Let the dogs out at Riders Field for Bark in the Park on Sunday, April 28th. See you at Bark in the Park, Sunday, April 28th. First pitch at 4:05. Let's ride.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top nine, Abimelech Ortiz leads it off for the Rough Riders. Sheldon Reed back out. Riders trailing 13-3. Reed from the stretch and the first pitch on the way to Ortiz. Fouled back. It's 0-1. Ortiz, a tough luck, 0-for-3 tonight. He's lined out twice, once right back to the pitcher. really miraculous catch by Travis Adams, the starter. And another one lining out to center field and a really hard hit ball, but right at the center fielder, Rodriguez. 0-1. He swings and smashes it into right field. That drops in. A one-hopper right to Rosario and right. A base hit for Abimelech Ortiz. He salvages a base hit. There's Maximo Acosta. Acosta 0 for 3. Right-handed batter against the right-handed arm. Here she comes. Misses inside. 1 ball, no strikes. The Riders, after winning 6-4 yesterday on opening day, 12-9 on opening days in their franchise's history. The 1-0. High and inside. 2 balls and no strikes. But they will not go to 2-0 unless they can miraculously come from behind here in the ninth inning. Trail by 10 runs. Last season they won the opener, the pinch. Hit foul on, off the fist behind home, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. And then they lost the next two to Amarillo, opening up their season against the Sod Poodles at home last year. Trying not to befall that same fate. 2-1. Fun off. In the air, right side, and foul. It's 2-2. First baseman Fedko not even holding Ortiz on at first base. Josh Hatcher on deck for the Rough Riders. 2-2 from Reed. Breaking ball popped skyward into right field. Rosario tracing in, and he squeezes one away. Acosta flies out to right field. Josh Hatcher bats now. Hatcher has singled. Walked. He's 1 for 2. First pitch. High and outside. 1 ball and 0 strikes. This Rough Riders starting rotation took a little bit of a hit today with Emiliano Teodo giving up 4 runs over 2 2/3 innings, but he will come back. He will have good starts. This Rough Riders rotation figures to be a lot better than it has been in years past. The pitch is hit foul back behind home, and it's 1-1. Specifically last year, the rotation had some tough times, mostly with consistency. A lot of different guys started for the Rough Riders last year. And so having that consistency this year certainly will be helpful. And hopefully a lot more success on the starting side. Not falling behind early. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Hatcher pitches down in the dirt on a breaking ball. It's 1 ball and 2 strikes. Really excited to see Nick Krauth getting the start tomorrow for the 105 first pitch. Finale of this series. 1-2. Swinging a soft ground ball, foul right side. Still 1 ball, 2 strikes. Check back in on the Rangers. They have taken the lead 3-2 over the Astros. Play at the top of the eighth inning. A Marcus Semien go-ahead single in the bottom of the sixth. He's giving the Rangers the lead. Reed readies and fires the 1-2. Hatcher swings and lashes it right at second base. Ortega makes the catch. 2 away. Boy, he just plugged it right to him. Ortega had him played perfectly. Last hope for the Rough Riders, Franier Chavez. Left-handed batting switch hitter. The pitch is popped up off the fist back behind home and into the seats. 0-1. Chavez 0 for 7 to start his season. Open stance from that left side. Pitch in. Down low and inside. Misses in the dirt. It's one ball and one strike. We have not seen Tyler Owens in the Rough Riders bullpen. We'll see him throw tomorrow. We have not seen Avery Weems yet either. The 1-1. Low and outside. It's two balls and one strike. Or Grant Wolfram. We'll see definitely Owens and Wolfram tomorrow. Maybe Avery Weems. 2-1. Swinging a drive, foul right side. He really turned on it. Riders down to their final strike on this Saturday night, trailing 13-3. Ortiz at first base. Here's the 2-2. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. The shortstop, Ross, has got it behind the bag. Shuffles, throws, ball game over. Our Rough Riders fall 13-3 to the Wichita Windsurf. We'll be back to break it down on the postgame show when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Weekend baseball is finally back in Frisco. Join the Rough Riders on Friday, April 12th for a 7:05 first pitch against the Houston Astros-affiliated Corpus Christi Hooks. Come enjoy all the best sports elements the city has to offer and get to the ballpark early for a Rangers-inspired t-shirt giveaway presented by Medium Giant. Back on Saturday, April 13th for a co-branded Riders and Rangers pennant giveaway presented by Medium Giant at the gates. First pitch is at 7:05 and the Rough Riders will have a pregame team autograph session for fans to enjoy. Wrap up your weekend with a 4:05 first pitch on Josh Young Day, where the Riders will celebrate with a Josh Young baseball card giveaway. We can't wait to welcome you back, Rider fans. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Tough one to swallow for the Rough Riders tonight. They fall by a final score of 13-3 to the Wichita Windsurge. Frisco held down on the offensive side and just could not get it going on the pitching side. A lot of walks led to some pretty big scoring opportunities for the Windsurge. All in all, the Rough Riders pitching staff in tonight's game walked 8 batters and just struck out 5. That's not your winning formula that you usually put together before the game starts. Final line scores for both teams, 13 runs on 14 hits and 2 errors for the Windsurge tonight. And the Windsurge also on the offensive side. They stranded 8 on the base pass. The Rough Riders on the other side offensively, 3 runs on 5 hits, 1 error defensively. They stranded 5 on the base pass. The win for today's game goes to the starting pitcher, Travis Adams, for Wichita. He goes to 1-0 on the season, and the loss to the starting pitcher on the other side for the Rough Riders, Emiliano Teodo, who really is going to have better starts than this one. I mean, obviously, it's easier said than done, and obviously it is still early, but he has a lot of talent. His fastball sat at 100 miles an hour today. and a guy who certainly has a limitless potential in terms of what you can expect out of him. So the Rough Riders fall 13-3. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we will go over the scores in the Texas League, the Rangers affiliates, and tell you what's going on in Arlington as well between the Rangers and the Astros. More to come on the postgame show next on the Riders Baseball Network.
It's a true family affair at Riders Field on Sunday, April 28th, so make sure to purchase your tickets for Blippi Day. It's a great day for the kids with a Blippi-style Rough Riders glasses giveaway at the gates, and with an HEB family lawn ticket, your pup can get in for free. It's a Sunday, which means it's also Kids Sunday Fun Day presented by Raising Cane's, so load up the car and join us for a Blippi-themed day full of fun. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com for Sunday, April 28th at 4:05 p.m. between the Rough Riders and the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Let's ride!
Tee up at Riders Field on April 27th with Golf Night, presented by the PGA Coaching Center. Get a PGA Coaching Center koozie at the gates on the way in, check out what the Coaching Center has to offer at the game, and enjoy all the golf-themed activities throughout the evening. Take advantage of the free golf simulators in the concourse, courtesy of DriveBox. Swing for the fences or drive the fairway. Either way, hit it perfectly with Golf Night on April 27th for a 7:05 first pitch against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. For tickets and more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's pickleball night at Riders Field on Friday, April 26th, so make sure to grab your tickets as the Rough Riders host the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Catch Frisco's Major League Pickleball team, the Frisco Pandas, and have a chance to meet the squad. Join us for pickleball themes all night, and make sure to take advantage of our great ticket specials, including two tickets and two Rough Riders branded pickleball paddles for just $29. You can also snag a Lazy River ticket and get pregame access to the pickleball courts at Riders Field for just $25. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome back one final time to Wichita, Kansas on this Saturday night. Riders fall 13-3 to the Wind Surge in Game 2 of 138 this season. Jack Bigley back with you, putting a button on it. We'll start with the Rangers affiliates as we go around the scoreboard. And we started the AAA level with the Round Rock Express. Jack Leiter getting the start. They are currently in the top of the fourth inning and leading 2-1. Leiter has allowed just one unearned run over three innings with five strikeouts and two walks as well. So good to see Jack Leiter getting deep into this ball game and hopefully continuing to have success after we go off the air. On the other side of the Rangers affiliates at the low A and high A levels, down east with a 1-0 win over Lynchburg at the low A level, they're 2-0 to start the season at home. Lynchburg, the affiliate of the Lynchburg, the Cleveland Guardians affiliate. And on the high A side, a 4-1 loss for Hickory as Rome, the Emperor Penguins, the Braves affiliate, they go 4-1 over the Crawdads. The first career or the first hit of the season for Sebastian Walcott, the number 3 prospect in the Rangers organization, he goes 1-for-4 in that game. And at the big league level, the Rangers and Astros doing battle down in Arlington, and the Rangers a 5-2 lead now with two runs in the bottom of the eighth inning on a Corey Seager 2-run single up the middle. Evan Carter also has two doubles in the game for the Rangers, as he has a couple multi-hit games in his last few. He got that batting average up closer to 200, and he's starting to turn it on early on in the season. So good to see from former Rough Rider Evan Carter. As for the scores in the Texas League, all 10 teams in action. The South teams, San Antonio and Amarillo, doing battle, and it's San Antonio after their 12-5 win last night. They're up 10-1 right now in the top of the fifth inning. And the other two South teams duking it out, Midland and Corpus Christi. It's the Rockhounds who won yesterday as well. They're up 5-1 over Corpus. That's in the bottom of the sixth inning. And the other game that has not gone final, Tulsa up 9-4 on Northwest Arkansas, currently in the top of the eighth inning. The other game that has gone final, though, Springfield, they moved to 2-0 with a 6-5 victory on the road at Arkansas. The Rough Riders will look for a series win tomorrow. It's kind of funny, you don't see many series wins and losses anymore, because There aren't many three-game series. Well, you don't see many rubber games, I should say, because the six-game series, there are no such things as rubber games. You either lose the series or you tie the series or you win the series in that final game. And this is not a win or loss situation in a six-game series. Well, it is a win or loss situation for the upcoming game tomorrow, 1:05 first pitch. Nick Kraut takes the ball for the Rough Riders against Pearson Ohl for the Wind Surge, and hope that you can join us in that one. A 12:50 airtime for us here on the Riders Baseball Network, and we hope to have you along for that one. That's going to do it for us on the Riders broadcast tonight. Thanks to everybody who made this broadcast possible. For Luke Maley back in Frisco, my partner, and for our gracious hosts here in Wichita, I'm Zach Bigley saying thanks for picking us up tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 12:50 for a 1:05 first pitch. Once again, the Rough Riders fall tonight 13-3 to Wichita. And until tomorrow, have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!